From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. The German word bitteschön is perhaps one of the handiest words in the language for expressing something without actually using a complete sentence. For example, what do you want? There you are. After you. What did you say? Who the devil are you, sir? I do beg your pardon. And so on. In fact, English people are inclined to use the expression or exclamation ha or aha for much the same effect. Well, to begin our program, I've decided to use a musical bitteschön. Listen now to a special choral arrangement of the Bitteschön Polka by Johann Strauss the Son. Here's the Vienna Boys Choir.
Don't
and the Vienna Boys Choir sang the Bitterschön Polka by Johann Strauss, the son. When in 1498 the Habsburg Emperor Maximilian I ordered the establishment of a royal boys' choir for the purpose of, and I quote, singing prettily both at mass and at supper time, I'm sure that His Majesty would have been more than surprised to discover that 500 years later, his group of songsters had become a world-famous attraction and a symbol of old Vienna. As I said, the choir was obliged to sing at mass every day. Now, 500 years ago, musical life was only to be found in the churches and at the courts of princes. Naturally, the grandeur of the bishop's palace or the king's court guaranteed that a choir would be held in a correspondingly high esteem. Famous old boys? Yes, there were some. The composers Joseph Haydn and Franz Schubert, for example, or the conductors Hans Richter and Clemens Krauss. They all sang in this famous choir. But these were exceptions, and fame and fortune seldom accompanied a boy when his voice broke and he was obliged to leave the choir. I'd like you to listen next to one of those exceptions. In the 1940s, a young lad called Peter Schreier sang in the renowned Kreuzchoir in Dresden. But when his voice broke, he went on to become one of Germany's best-known tenors, famous for his renditions of Mozart. One of his favorite roles is Tamino from The Magic Flute. Dies Bildnis ist bezaubernd schön, roughly, this portrait is bewitchingly beautiful. Peter Schreier was accompanied by the orchestra of the Munich State Opera, conducted by Wolfgang Sawallisch, as he sang the so-called Portrait Song from the Magic Flute by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. From the beauty of the human voice to the magic of the piano keyboard. Now, there are many people who say that compared to the human voice, the piano is a cool, almost cold instrument. Well, I don't agree. And to prove my point, I've chosen Claude Debussy as our next composer. He was born in France in 1862, and his compositions could best be described as the musical counterpart of Impressionist art. In fact, he used music to create atmospheres or impressions very much like the great Impressionists, such as Turner, Renoir, and Monet, used color and form. One of his most famous musical landscapes was entitled Clair de Lune and was part of the suite Bergamasque for piano. Of course, a dubious tribute to the fame of this piece is the number of times it's been arranged since it was written almost 100 years ago. That's not to say that all of these interpretations were bad, quite the contrary. I'd like you now to listen to this arrangement for violin and piano, played by Christian Funke and Herbert Kalliga, Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. Thank you. Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. Next to a sound that immediately conjures up visions of old Vienna. Not the imperial golden city with its royal court, splendid palaces and magnificent gardens, but the old romantic capital of a multinational empire where eating, drinking, singing and dancing were pastimes for everyone and not just the rich. The sound I'm referring to is Schrammel music. 125 years ago, the violinist brothers Johann and Josef Schrammel founded a tiny dance band. The Schrammel Ensemble played everything, from waltzes and popular songs to folk melodies and opera or operetta favorites. The Schrammel brothers also did quite a lot of composing, and very soon their very simple and direct style of playing began to symbolize that very special, optimistic way the ordinary Viennese view the world, no matter how bad things are at the moment. Schrammel music quickly spread in popularity, even breaching the portals of the imperial palace. Crown Prince Rudolf very often visited the cafe where the Schrammel band played, incognito, of course. But one day he officially invited the brothers to play to guests at his palace. In honor of the occasion, Johann Schrammel wrote a march, dedicated to the prince, and called it, well, what else but the Crown Prince Rudolf March. Like the Vienna Boys Choir, Schrammel music has become synonymous with the culture and musical tradition of that grand old city. Here now is that march, played by a very distinguished Schrammel ensemble, the Vienna Philharmonic Schrammel, with the Crown Prince Rudolf March. Crown Prince Rudolf March by Johann Schrammel. Still on the subject of marches, I'd like to play now an evergreen written by Gabriel Pernet. Pernet was actually a very well-known conductor who hailed from Liège in Belgium, but his name lives on today because of a little piece he wrote for children when he was 24 years old. Here's The March of the Little Tin Soldiers by Gabriel Pernet. The Orchestre de Liège is conducted by Paul Strauss. What a charming piece, The March of the Little Tin Soldiers by Gabriel Pernet. Finally, to a composer who not only had an impish sense of humour, but insisted on including it in his compositions. Here's The Humorous Retreat, which might be the story of a gallant young officer trying to back out of a romantic liaison, but the lady won't let him. Komischer Zapfenstreich was written by Philipp Farbach, great friend and confidant to Johann Strauss, the father.
Thank you.
Komischer Zapfenstreich by Philipp Farbach was played by the Northwest German Philharmonic, conducted by Heinz Gieser, and ends this edition of Melody Time. Program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Michael Neubert, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien-Declaire wishing you all the very best, and do take care, won't you? Bye now.